Are you single with a hot side of bitterness? Because you are single, you're not in a relationship. Do you feel cranky? Do you feel unhappy at times, or most especially when you see those in a relationship who possibly do the PDA thingy, that is public display of affection? Do you feel sad just because of that? Now, that's a question you need to actually answer after listening to this episode. Hi, my name is Shikemi, S to the I to the K to the E to the M to the I, Shikemi, the lady with the beautiful face, with beautiful voice that you can resist. Yes, if you can resist, you won't be listening. Lol. Don't mind me. So welcome to another episode on Unravel. And thanks for listening so far. Thanks for being a part of this journey. I really appreciate. So back to our question. Because you're single, do you feel unhappy at times when you see people that are doing well in a relationship and constantly do public display of affection? But really, who are we to blame them? If you've got it, if you've got to flaunt it, you know. And if you feel this way, you're really not at fault. It's not something to blame you for, because the society we live in has actually placed much more emphasis on having people live as part of a couple, as being a couple, and that's actually what we promote. But then, being single isn't a disease, and it just comes down to how you're able to perceive it, and how you're able to reorientate yourself from what the society has made us to believe about being single. And as such, I would like to say that being single is a phase, irrespective. In fact, some people actually just decide to be single. So if it's long, well, that means it's long term. But then if it's not something you intentionally want to do, but because of some things you find yourself in this kind of situation, then I am pleased to tell you that it is a short phase, a temporary phase that will actually fade. And it boils down to how you perceive it, just like I've said, and your attitude to it. So my dear single people out there, it's not something to actually beat yourself over. And so as I was saying, that it's a phase, yeah, it's just it as a phase where you get to learn about what makes you unique and different from every other person out there. See it as a phase of self-discovery, you know. Just work on yourself. I think this I'm already getting into things whereby things that can actually make the process or the phase smooth for you. And really, okay, before I get to that, even in the Bible it's says that there is time for everything, you know, there is season for everything. So maybe this is just your time to wait and to bloom later on, you know. And so just work on things that can actually make you a better person while you're also waiting for that your better person. Do you understand? I don't know if it's making sense, but work on making yourself the kind of person you want to date. Like, so when the person eventually comes and it ends up being the kind of person you want, will you also be the kind of person the person wants? That's another question that should resound in your mind. And if it's otherwise, then you should have a recheck. And okay, have high standard. Don't just say because you want to date, because you're tired of being single, then you want to date every dick and Harry. Have a high standard for yourself and work towards being a high standard by yourself too. Just like working on making yourself the kind of person that you want to date. Then go out with other friends too. Yes, being single doesn't mean or shouldn't deprive you of having good times with your friends and families. And of course, yes, even if you don't want to go out with anybody, you can as well go out alone. There is no crime in it too. at all, like there is really no crime. That is you enjoying your company, and that's one thing you should really like doing. Most even when you're even if you're in a relationship, like you should have some me time where you get to enjoy your company as an individual. Like every time can't be the bubbly. It possibly means that you don't really have any problem, or you possibly don't have things to think about. And just staying on your own doesn't mean think it may just be okay having an introspection of the things you've been doing from
years passed, and you know, just trying to find ways to make the future better too. So, and of course, developing an habit. We all have this interest that we've not really pursued, so maybe this time is actually the time to actually do it. Times where you're not committed, when nobody or anything is pulling you back, you can actually pursue those interests, and of course be happy with those in a relationship. Like, yeah, be happy with them, be happy with those in marriages. If they are getting engaged, it doesn't stop you from actually being genuinely happy with them. Being single doesn't mean you shouldn't be genuinely happy, because let's say it's about this law of attraction, where let's just put it as happiness attracts happiness, and there's need for you to stay positive always, and focus on the things that you have. Focus on your good job, on the fact that you are alive and not dead. Focus on the good people around you, your family and friends. Focus on the things around you. Create an habit of being grateful. You know, if it requires you to actually make list of things you are grateful for daily, let's say some sort of journaling where you can actually be grateful for some things, write them down. You know, it helps to actually uplift the spirit, and that's like counting your blessings instead of focusing on the part that you're single and that you're not happy about it. And again, I would like to reiterate the fact that you shouldn't compare yourself with any other person. Like, my dear, you people would not come to this world together, and you not live together. And you know, there's this thing about graces and timing. If you're single right now, it's just about the fact that it ain't your time yet, and there's need for you to know that and make peace with it. It's not your time yet. Most importantly, keep moving. Keep doing the things you love. Don't be stagnant. I'll still lay emphasis on you working on yourself to make yourself the kind of person that you love to date, so that you can actually attract that kind of person that you really love to date at long run. So, and what else am I leaving out? I feel as though I'm still leaving something out. At this, I don't know why I'm actually very passionate about this topic, but then, you know, it's just the way the society has made us to feel that being single means there is something missing. It's really not. It's almost not true, and it boils down to how we are able to do it. So if you're able to practice some of the things that I've been able to see, and I'm sure you're going to find peace with being single, and see it as a time for you to wait and then bloom just like a flower, you know. And most importantly, again, believe that you've got it all together. It's your life, and you shouldn't have to depend on other people to actually be happy. You should be happy based on yourself. Your happiness should come from inside. And so please stop passing aggression to people just because you are single. There's more to life than being single or being in a relationship. And also, life is too short, so enjoy yourself. As they say, problems no they finish. So see you on the next episode. Speak with you on the next episode, and I hope I've been able to do great justice to this, and I hope you've been able to pick one or two things from this. Again, I really love your feedback. Kindly send your feedback as soon as you listen to this. God bless you, and do have a great week. Yeah, bye.